I just walked past this guy. I'm in Maida Vale. I just got out the tube, and he was holding on to kind of a lamppost without a lamp on, a broken lamppost, and staring into the sky. And I couldn't help but turn around and look at what he was staring at. And he's staring at the moon. Quite a bright, not necessarily full, but not far off moon, glowing through the clouds. And he's just kind of holding onto the lamppost, like if he doesn't hold onto the lamppost, he'll fall over. So I've taken the spoffle off my mic. It might be a bit blowy. I want to go and talk to him. I'm desperate to see why he's so attracted to the moon. I saw you staring at the moon.
Yeah, changing with the clouds, you know, all these things. So beautiful.
It's really bright.
I know.
Are you Italian?
No, I'm Baghdad, from Baghdad. I'm a Balonian, Assyrian, Sumerian.
One of the oldest of the races. You have an interesting ringtone.
Look at the moon. Look at the moon, the clouds, you know, how they change, you know. You know, thousands of years, you know, because we live on the roofs in Iraq.
In Iraq, yeah, I've seen people live on the roofs. I've been to Iraq.
So, you know, always watching, you know, the moon and the clouds and all these things and the stars, you know, from childhood.
What does it mean to you?
Magic.
Magic.
Yeah, I mean, we know this now. They went to the moon, they water in the moon, and this. We know that, you know. But, you know, childhood, you know. I mean, I've been here in this country for 25 years.
25 years. Do you miss Iraq?
Of course, my country.
Whereabouts? You're from purely just Baghdad?
Yeah. So, you know, when we were in the roofs where we sleep, you know, always watch, you know, the moon and the stars and everything, you know. I miss that. I'm going back soon, of course. After 30 years, I ran away 30 years ago. Now I've been in this country for 25 years. I have never, you know, sleep on the roof.
Mm.
I haven't seen the stars and the moon and all these things.
You live in the city?
Of course. London, metropolitan. I'm a Londoner, of course, you know. I'm a writer and journalist, you know.
What do you write?
Philosophy.
That explains why you might be lost in the gaze of the moon.
Yeah, but you know, of course, this is one part, because my childhood, you know, but my real interest in philosophy of the novel, the technique of the novel, for the last 30 years, you know.
Your real study is the philosophy of the...
novel, the fiction.
Oh, okay.
The technique.
The technique of...
I don't care about... I love Miss Joyce, but I think he's failed. I love Faulkner, but he failed.
They all failed, but you like the fiction of philosophy.
I think the best one ever in history. No, since, you know, when novel started, from Dr. Khatta, Cervantes till now, the greatest ever one, Dostoevsky, the Russian guy.
Russian philosophy?
No, the Russian novelist.
Okay.
Who wrote Crime Punishment, who wrote The Idiot, who wrote Brother Karamazov, who wrote, you know, I think he is the greatest. And from Don Quixote to now. So anyhow, the moon has...
The moon is gone, but I wouldn't have seen the moon tonight if I hadn't have seen you looking at the moon, so I'd like to thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Shukran jazilan.
Where are you from?
I'm from a little village where I see the moon a lot, I live in the Midlands.
Okay, Shikrinja Zealand. How did you know that?
I've been to Iraq. I spent some time in the Middle East.
Really? Where?
Iraq. Mostly Sulaimania. Kirkuk. I also...
My friends are there.
Yes. It's quite safe at the moment, I think.
I'm going back.
Please, go back.
I'm going back.
I think after 25 years, it would make for some very exciting
reading.
I'm going
back because, you know, as a journalist, writer, translator, and I want to make a center for philosophy there.
Okay, well, it's okay to do that now. You can do that now.
which would be the first in the Middle East and the whole Arab world. I'm drunk now, of course.
Yeah, I didn't think you were drunk. I thought you were just... holding onto the lamppost for support.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going back soon because I want to make a philosophical center, which is the first in the Arab and...
The first Arab center of philosophy.
And in the whole Islamic world.
What is your name so I can look out for this?
Well, okay.
What do you write under?
Okay. You know Sheffield University?
No. Sheffield University, yes.
Okay, go there.
Okay.
Go parking center.
Into the parking center?
Parking center. It's Bakhtin center.
Okay.
Bakhtin.
Okay, Bakhtin center.
I think he's the greatest thinker in the 20th century. And the 21st century.
He's still alive?
No, he died.
The Bakhtin Center in the Sheffield University.
He died in 1935.
Ah, close to Schumacher.
No, he's the greatest. You know, you know, he has a center in Toronto.
Yeah, Toronto.
Canada.
Yeah, Toronto, yeah.
And he has a center in Sheffield University.
I didn't know that, yeah.
They produce a quarterly magazine called Dialogism.
Dialogism, good name.
And he has a center in Russia.
He is what?
He has a center in Russia.
Okay, a Russian Moscow, center, yeah.
Called also Dialogism in Russian.
Dialogism. Sounds almost like a religion.
No, you know, this guy, you know, he died in 1975.
Yeah.
He spent 60 years to discuss the problem of the other, you and me.
Not the ego.
The other.
The other, as in the other you and the other me, within us.
And, you know, the whole philosophy in 20th century, 21st century, you know, They talk all the rubbish, but they found the problem of the other, you and me, two human beings from the Anfar Baghdad. You are from, I don't know,
a village, Northamptonshire, outside Northamptonshire.
Okay. So, how humanity try to understand the other? Even when he died, he said, I'm coming to thee. So a lot of stupid people thought that...
He meant God.
Okay.
But he didn't.
No. And he, others meant that he meant his wife.
Okay.
Who died before him.
Who will know what he really meant on his deathbed?
The other.
My name is Christian.
You're welcome. Can I take your telephone number?
I have a card with an email address.
Oh, whatever.
Here you go.
So we can talk about, you know, Bakhtin and his philosophy and...
Occasionally I'll talk about philosophy. Most of the time I find I'm distracted by the other side of life.
Because, you know, the other is very important. This is our problem through history. How we deal with the other.
All of my cards are different. This card I pick for you.
Thank you very much. So, you know, our problem through history, how to deal with the other. It's a philosophical, very complicated. Till now, we have no solution.
No solution yet. Well, thank you for drawing my attention to the...
Hopefully one day.
I hope...
I'm very optimistic.
I hope you go back to Iraq, inshallah.
Inshallah, yeah, I'm going back, of course.
And what do I call you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
It's my telephone number.
You can email. Can you email?
Yeah.
Email me. You've got my email address.
So I have.
But just your first name.
My name is Saadi.
Saadi. Saadi.
I write in Iraq for 30 years, and the name is Saadi Abdul Latif.
Saadi Abdul Latif.
You know, in Baghdad, in Beirut, in Morocco, whatever.
Thank you for your conversation.
But in the passport, Saadi Omar.
Okay.
To make it easy.
Yeah.
Okay. But Iraq, in Iraq, they know me as Saadi Abdul Latif.
Saadi Abdul Latif.
And Syria, and Morocco, and Egypt, and Lebanon, they know as Saadi Abdul Latif.
Saadi Abdul Latif.
In philosophy. I'm interested in philosophy, especially philosophy of the novel.
Philosophy of the novel. The philosophy of the novel. I love it.
Because
Shukran jazilan. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Goodbye. Goodbye. Saadi Abdul Latif. I need to remember this guy's name. How strange to... I don't know. To have a wonderful conversation with a strange drunk man hanging onto a lamppost who just so happens... You probably didn't hear any of that because... If I'm honest, I wasn't recording openly. The spoffle's off. I'm putting it back on. And I guess I didn't want to freak him out. I didn't want to stick my phone in his face. But he was talking about the philosophy of the novel. How he was a philosopher known in the Middle East. How he will return to Baghdad after 25 years of absence. He said he would return after 30 years. So maybe he's waiting to go back. He's not a young man. But he was holding onto the lamppost and staring at the sky. And I couldn't help but stop. In amongst the hustle and the bustle and the people walking round. The conversations carrying on outside the pub, which was closed. He was just holding onto the lamppost in the middle of the street, looking up. The only person. Maybe I'm gullible. Maybe I just felt I had to look up, but the moment I looked up, I saw a gap in the clouds and the moon shining so incredibly brightly, which is, for me, an amazing thing to see in a city the size of London. And I'm so glad that maybe I took that as some kind of subconscious omen, some kind of, I need to talk to this guy, because he has my business card. He offered me his phone number. I hope he emails. If not, I will Google him. If I can spell Saadi Abdul Latif. He put Saadi Omar on his passport when he came into the country. I imagine that he's scared of repercussions of the Iraq that he was escaping. Now he feels he can go back. I hope he does. I really hope he does, because... As he said, he's lived here for 25 years and he's never been able to sleep on his roof looking at the stars. I've been to places like this, and sleeping on the roof looking at the stars is, to me, seems more of a rite. Something you have to do. Something you must be able to do. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I'm walking back to my hotel. Thinking more. I'm trying to remember.